Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I like hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business and get some free publicity for you. Let's swap ideas. Email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, lessons from Houston, how the National Flood Insurance Program is out of step with the needs of small business owners, and the typical day for entrepreneur Lori Greiner of Shark Tank. Those stories after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Business owners across the country say National Flood Insurance Program, the only option for most since private insurers largely got out of the flood insurance business nearly a century ago, is sorely out of step with their needs. Examples from Houston and Wall Street Journal senior special writer Ruth Simon as that region recovers from Hurricane Harvey. Ruth, what's up here?
We took a deep dive into the Federal Flood Insurance Program, which is the main way businesses and homeowners get flood protection. And what we found is it really falls short when it comes to meeting the needs of small business owners.
How come or how so?
In a number of different ways. One of them is that the limits on how much these plans will cover, which is $500,000 for property and up to $500,000 for contents, haven't been updated since 1994, despite the fact that all sorts of costs have gone up. These plans also don't cover business interruption, which is a big issue, and many business owners think that their business interruption will be covered by their standard business interruption plans, but they exclude flood. So all those lost sales and the like, which is a big issue for many business owners, those aren't covered. And they only provide a very minimal amount of coverage for protections ahead of a flood, things like moving equipment or piling up sandbags, steps you'll take to prevent a lot of damage if you can.
Boy. Explain the story of the guy you opened your piece with, this Hal Pontes. He says he's got federal flood insurance, but experience has taught him it might not cover all his losses.
Yes, Mr. Pontes is a property owner, and he also has his own business. And he was hit last year. In last April, there were what were known as the tax day floods. And what he found that he has a bunch of buildings in a commercial property development, and the damage exceeded the $500,000 maximum on most of his flooded buildings. And then he also has a turbine business, and the $500,000 maximum in coverage for equipment and other contents fell short of those losses. The policy also didn't cover his business interruption. Now, when I talked to him on Monday, he wasn't really sure how bad the damage was going to be because he couldn't get to his buildings. But his fear was that more of his buildings would be damaged. And while he's taken all the steps he could to protect himself, his shop was filled with a lot of expensive equipment because he was having a very good year. Wow. And so that was another worry. Mm. And what I'll say is that his story in a lot of ways echoes the experience of other business owners we talk to around the country in places like Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Ellicott City, Maryland, and also in Louisiana, who had been hit by flooding.
Thanks, Ruth. Ruth Simon, Wall Street Journal senior special writer. Coming up next, the daily schedule of entrepreneur Lori Greiner of Shark Tank. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today. Think copying the habits of an entrepreneur will make you more successful? These might work if you're a night owl. CNBC.com has a profile on Lori Greiner, who's been part of 8 seasons on ABC's Shark Tank, has created over 400 products and holds 112 patents. Her typical day looks like this. Before bed, she exercises, hops on the treadmill at midnight, watches shows that she's pre-recorded, like House of Cards and This Is Us. Not surprisingly, she goes to bed late, typically 2 a.m., says she gets energized at night. Another habit, she always eats breakfast, wakes up around 9 a.m. and has an egg white omelet, usually with mushrooms and cheese. Ms. Greiner also makes coffee and adds Swiss mocha flavoring to it. Then she reads and or answers emails. She's inundated with hundreds of them on a daily basis. And she checks in with Shark Tank, helping entrepreneurs. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Reminder, again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.